Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Zero Dark Thirty, an Oscar picture nominee and an American Film Institute Movie of the Year, is an intense cinema-going experience. Zero Dark Thirty is nothing less than an account of the decade-long hunt for Al-Qaeda terrorist leader Osama bin Laden following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. And it's also about bin Laden's killing by the Navy SEALs Team 6 in May 2011. Director Catherine Bigelow apparently had access to classified information. That access, in itself, has caused controversy to swirl around Zero Dark Thirty, one of those feature movies that has leaped from the media's movie review pages to the front pages to congressional hearings. The first hour of Zero Dark Thirty is torture, literally and figuratively. The moviegoer is taken to several black sites in the Middle East and Eastern Europe. While the torture scenes are not as graphic as, say, that of a horror film, they are horrific in their detail and may make you extremely uncomfortable. The middle portion of Zero Dark Thirty has to do with the CIA and other government agencies, entities, and officials, including those in the administrations of President Barack Obama and former President George W. Bush, with, for example, James Gandolfini portraying an unnamed CIA director, and their handling of the hunt for bin Laden. The final portion of Zero Dark Thirty depicts the tracking of couriers, the locating of the bin Laden fortress in Abbottabad, Pakistan, and the raid, capture, and killing there of bin Laden. These scenes are very dark and green in color, filmed as though seen through the night vision equipment the soldiers are wearing. While one can't vouch for factual accuracy, Zero Dark Thirty has the sense of authenticity. Catherine Bigelow, the Oscar picture and director recipient for Hurt Locker, is directing from the Oscar-nominated original screenplay by Mark Boal, who received an Oscar for The Hurt Locker. And she's a very capable filmmaker, with Zero Dark Thirty also an Oscar editing and sound editing nominee. Catherine Bigelow leaves no question in the viewer's mind that the mission to get bin Laden was necessary. Zero Dark Thirty makes a James Bond movie look like Mary Poppins. There are many believable performances by the not well-known cast in Zero Dark Thirty. The exception is Jessica Chastain, who is well-known and is a deserved Oscar actress nominee in her portrayal of Maya, a CIA agent. Her performance is at the center of the film. We feel her passion, her pain, and her extreme nerdiness. Zero Dark Thirty is a must-see for students of American history as well as for citizens who may have wondered what really took place in the mission to get Osama bin Laden. We may never really know. For now, Zero Dark Thirty seems to be the best we have. Zero Dark Thirty is MPAA rated R for strong violence, including brutal, disturbing images, and for language. At the box office January 18, Mama opened at number one, giving its star, Oscar nominee Jessica Chastain, two number one films in a row, and dropping Zero Dark Thirty, which also stars Chastain, to number two. Broken City opened at number five. The Last Stand opened at number 10. Opening January 12, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. Jeremy Renner, Gemma Atherton, Peter Stormare, and Fonda Johnson, and other actors with difficult-to-pronounce names, take a page from the grim classic in the fantasy horror film. Parker, Jason Stratham, Jennifer Lopez, Michael Chiklis, and Nick Nolte star in director Taylor Hackford's new spin on the crime heist thriller. John dies in the end. People sent back in time don't quite return as they were. Paul Giamatti, Chase Williamson, Rob Mays, Clancy Brown, and Bethlehem native Dan Roebuck star in the fantasy film. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.